This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Like the wind through the trees. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
Little Pretenders on this Tuesday afternoon, February 5th, for all of our Bloomberg Radio listeners, our listeners on Sirius XM Channel 113, as well as on our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, as well as on Bloomberg.com. Joining us now from Toledo, Ohio, we've got Alan Lance. He's the director of research at LanceGlobal.com. Alan, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Thank you, Pim.
Going to start you off with Apple here. $458 for one share of Apple. Are you a buyer?
Yeah, I would start buying it in the weakness here. I mean, we bought for clients that we sold around the 700 area when it broke 500. I think, you know, in the 350 to 450 area, it's very attractive. You know, investors are doing the opposite of, you know, 3 months ago. They couldn't get enough of it and were bidding it up over 700. And now the same people that were, you know, talking about how great a company it is and are now talking about $200 or $300 a share, which I think is absurd. So yeah, we would start accumulating it here, particularly in the weakness for the longer term.
Why do you think it's absurd if Apple goes to those lower levels?
Well, just the cash they have on the balance sheet. I mean, you know, their profit margins are getting, you know, squeezed, and the law of large numbers, all the things we talked about when the stock was at 700, you know, 3-4 months ago, Pim, are starting to hit. Actually, it's happening, you know, more quickly than I even expected. I think that it was going to be more of a entire 2013 type time frame. You're going to see the positives end of it, and it switches quicker than ever nowadays. And the positives, you know, they're going to get by the end of this year entree into China. I think you're going to see Apple TV, if not by the end of this year, sometime first half of 2014, and then all of a sudden people will be looking at a new cycle and profit margins expanding slightly, and basically get a whole new dynamic on the company. So you want to buy into this weakness.
Are we in a bull market that's not getting respected, Alan?
Yeah, Bonnie, we definitely are. It's amazing. You know, I think people are still so shell-shocked from, you know, 2007, 2008, and then prior to that, 99, 2000, with the tech bubble, that, you know, this talking about rising on a wall of worry. I mean, this has been, you know, the identical move that, you know, it's not getting appreciated. I think you could still have, we're going to try to ride this out as far as we can. You might see, if interest rates go up, I think it's going to be great for stocks, because people start losing money in their bond funds, and you're going to see a reallocation. Where are you going to go? Well, gold's been in the doldrums. You know, interest rates will still be low. Instead of getting 2, 3, 5 points on your money market, you might get 50 basis points, and it's going to be a situation where all that money fleeing out of bonds will go into stocks. So, you know, we might have further to ride, but as it moves up in 2013, I think taking a little risk off the table makes sense.
So you're going to be selling into a rising market.
Yeah, just like we did in Apple, you know, as far as momentum, you know, swings in both direction and cuts both ways, I think, you know, we're going to be doing the same thing in the market in general into 2013, Tim.
Any exceptions, any stocks that are on your list to watch for as they hit levels that you might be interested in buying?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, the natural gas, you know, play, and again, stick with high quality, so like a Devon, DVN, you know, great balance sheet. It's the kind of company, if natural gas stays low, they can make some strategic acquisitions and build and enhance shareholder value over the long term. You want some income, you can go with the First Energy, FE. You get a nice income stream, and the stock is hitting new lows because of, again, you know, low energy costs, and investors should take advantage of that, you know, while other
5.5% is the dividend yield for First Energy based in Akron, Ohio.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you like some of these dividend plays. What kinds of stocks are you selling?
Well, you know, the stocks are hitting new highs. Royal Caribbean, company we talked about again, this past summer has gone from, the low 20s to the upper 30s, taking money off the table on those type of companies. I think we're still going to have anemic recovery. So it's going to be a situation where, if some of those cyclicals have moved up, towards our target price levels, then I think taking at least partial profits makes a lot of sense.
Speaking with a portfolio manager a bit earlier who loves the transport, so the rails and even the cars, now that we're seeing, multi-million cars coming off the road every year.
Yeah, those are the cyclicals. They've moved up nicely, and I think they have further to run, Bonnie, but I would be more inclined to take profits as they move up rather than chase them, and that's just because we're, a little bit more conservative or long-term preservation of capital-oriented than maybe, the average money manager.
Alan Lance, what are you hearing from clients? What's their most pressing question?
Well, that's a good question, Pim. I just came back from Southern California meeting with clients in L.A., San Diego, and Malibu area, and it's really an incredible divergence. A lot of them, just like our initial conversation, they're perplexed on why the market keeps on going up, and they're concerned, and others are saying, what's our best way to participate? So it's a dual mix, and I think that's why we might still be headed higher.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. Alan Lance, he's the Director of Research at LanceGlobal.com.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.